May we bow down our heads in prayer. Father Almighty, we thank you for another opportunity of gathering together in your name. It is through your word that you brought everything into existence. And through your word, you keep us going and uphold us. We ask, O God, that your presence will be with us as you speak to us, enable us to listen, to hear, and to live our lives according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. For today, the topic for our reflection is light overcomes darkness. Light overcomes darkness. And our passage, Bible passage, is St. John's Gospel chapter 1, beginning to read from verse 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to testify, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. John bore witness to him and cried, 'This was he who, of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, for he was before me. And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has made him known.'" So we are taking our text out of this passage. And the text is John 5 verse 1. John 5 verse 1. It says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Darkness cannot overcome light. Light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters." So, in the beginning, when the earth was without form and void, confusing, not properly arranged. There was darkness. There was the deep. And darkness was what was known at that time. So it was all darkness. Means there was no light. And in a situation where there is no light, people will not be able to see. There can be no progress. But even in that darkness, the Spirit of God was there. In the beginning, there was darkness on the face of the deep. But even in that darkness, the Spirit of God was there. Psalm 139 verse 12 says, "Even the darkness is not dark to you. The light is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you." This refers to God. Even darkness is not dark to God. It's as bright as day. It is we humans that see darkness. It is we that experience darkness. To God, everything is like light. So, darkness cannot overcome light. As a result, don't be afraid of darkness. For even in the darkness of your own life, the Spirit of God is there. There may be a point of darkness in our lives. Even in those darkness, the Spirit of God is there. So the darkness will not continue forever. So in chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness." It is God that separates light from darkness. God called darkness the light day, and darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. So God will separate the darkness of your life and turn it into the light of the day. When you stand with God, God has the power and the ability to separate the darkness of your life and turn it into light. And everything will brighten up again. Are you experiencing some darkness in your life? Look unto God. Rely on Him. He will turn your darkness into light. And will make you to smile again. So God will separate the darkness from your life. In Isaiah 9 verse 2, the Bible says, "As prophesied by Isaiah, there was a people in darkness and in deep darkness, and they saw light." A people in deep darkness saw a great light, because God will make it to happen. This year can be described as a year of darkness, with all the lockdowns and everything happening. But despite the darkness of this year, the Spirit of God is still there. And God will separate the darkness and light, and will make light to shine again. So when the Bible refers to darkness, what is it actually referring to? When the Bible talks about darkness, darkness often has a figurative meaning in the Bible. It's not just the dark nights when we rest. Most of the times it is used as a symbol for evil. A symbol for evil that can happen to us, or that which wrongdoers partake in. Evil can happen to us, and it can be described as darkness. And some wrongdoers can also be agents of darkness, people who cause evil in the world. So it can either refer to agents of darkness, bad people, wrongdoers, or it can refer to the bad experiences we have in life. So a person may be passing through a dark moment, which means that moment is not good in that person's life. So when the Bible refers to darkness, is evil. In this case, the Bible says that the wrongdoers prefer darkness to light. It enables them to carry out their wrongdoing more easily. As we can see in the book of Nehemiah 6 verse 10, Psalm 91, 5 to 6, Isaiah 29, 15, Jeremiah 49, verse 9, Luke 22, verse 53, John 3, 19 to 20, Romans 13, 12 to 13, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 2 and 7. All this refers to darkness as evil. Something bad happening. Something unacceptable happening. It can also be connected to sin. Sin has made the world to be a place of darkness and death. So darkness can be connected to sin. As followers of Jesus Christ, we need not fear darkness, for God has become our light, as we see in Psalm 23, verse 4, 27, verse 1, Micah 7, verse 8, and Ephesians 5, verse 14. When people receive God's salvation, they come out of the kingdom of darkness. They come out of the influence of darkness. They come out of the works of darkness, of everything associated with darkness and secrecy. They come out of it and move into the kingdom of light. So, it's important. God is the one that makes light to shine into the dark moments of our lives, or dark moments of this life. It was God who said, "Let light be separated from darkness," and it was so. And the same God will do so in your life and in my life, in Jesus' name. So, Isaiah 9 verse 2, 42, 6 to 7, Luke 1, 76 to 79, and Colossians 1 verse 13 talks about people in the kingdom of darkness receiving light from God. That is our hope as children of God. So, they must therefore no longer live as if they belong to darkness, but live as those belonging to light. When you know that God is there, you always stand with Him and believe that light from God is coming. That's why the psalmist in Psalm 23 verse 4 said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, no matter the darkness around you, no matter the evil things happening around you, no matter the challenges of life around you, you will fear no evil. You won't fear the worst from happening, because God is with you. and he will never let you down. So, and if you come out of that, the influence of darkness into that of light, no more life of sin or life of fear. There will be no more life of sin. You will come out of the life of sin. And you also come out of the life of fear. And then live a life of an overcomer. Life of person empowered by God. That is very, very important. Because God will fill your life with his joy. So in many places, the Bible compares light and darkness. Like in Ephesians 6 verse 12, the Bible says, "For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." You are innocent. You want to live a good life. You want to please God. You want to serve God. You want to enjoy your life. You want to make people's life easy. But there are forces of darkness that are hindering you from doing that. There are forces of dark wickedness. There are spiritual forces in the heavenly places that will always cause disaster to happen. So we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We are wrestling against forces of darkness, forces that operate in secrecy, forces of wickedness, forces that want to cause destruction. But our mind still goes back to what God said at the beginning. The Spirit of God is still there. God will never leave us in darkness. We need to hook onto God. We need to remain with God always so that these forces of darkness cannot put us down. And in Matthew chapter 8 verse 12, the Bible says, "But the children of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." That is what happens in darkness. Weeping, crying, regretting, death. And all kinds of regrets. Sickness. Things unacceptable. Coronavirus. All these are forces of darkness trying to attack the children of light. And then Matthew 22:13 says, "Then the king said to the servants," rather we go to John 3:19. "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil." In most cases, people choose to do things that can cause trouble for other people. There are many evil people. There are many terrorists looking for people to kill. There are people manufacturing substandard things, causing problems for others. These are agents of darkness. People have chosen evil, darkness, rather than light. Technology is meant to make life easier. At the same time, people are using technology to cause destruction for other people. So instead of using applying light for the good of humanity, they resort to using it, using the opportunity they have, the skill they have, to do things for destruction. You buy a computer. You are glad to be connected to the internet. The next virus will come from different places. And people are there sending a virus to make you go and buy antivirus. So there are people who are agents of darkness. People who are living in their own world, trying to cause problems for other people. The world is full of darkness. But the Spirit of God is still there that we are going to hook onto in order to overcome the forces of darkness. In 1 John chapter 1, 5 to 7, the Bible says, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." And Romans 13:12 says, "The night is far gone, and the day is near. Let's therefore throw off the works of darkness, and let's put on the armor of light." We can see that wickedness and all the evil things of this life are connected to the forces of darkness. Sickness, death, sudden death, and all kinds of negative experiences. All the dark forces of this life, all the evil experiences in your life will be overcome by the light that comes from the Lord, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, either you find yourself attacked by the forces of darkness, or you find yourself partaking in the works of darkness, doing things that are inappropriate, following ways that are not helpful both to you and others, doing things that don't glorify God. These are things of darkness. We need to get rid of them in our lives. And if we are facing forces of darkness, because we belong to Jesus, and because we remain obedient to Jesus, we will overcome the forces of darkness in Jesus' name. So all the dark forces of this life, all the evil experiences in your life will be overcome by the light that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the Bible reaffirms that by saying the light shines in darkness. The light that is Jesus shines in darkness. Darkness here means wickedness, evil forces, negative experiences, and the darkness has not overcome it. Darkness can never overcome. No matter what you are going through, stand with Jesus. Those forces of evil can never overcome you. Let it always be your stand. When you are going through a bad experience or an unexpected experience, tell that experience, "Jesus, he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Therefore, forces of darkness cannot overcome me." And also remember the words of the psalmist, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." So, Jesus is the source of light. Jesus is light. John 8 verse 12 says, "Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will have the light of life." If you follow Jesus and stand with him, you will always overcome the forces of darkness. They can never overcome you. You become invincible because the power greater than the power of darkness is in you and can never overcome you. Jesus came to this world to overcome every forces of darkness in your life. John 1:9-12 says, the true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God. He gave power. You stand with Jesus. You receive Jesus. You believe in his name. You are always in him. You have the power to be a child of God. And that is power of light over darkness of this world. So Psalm 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When you are a child of God, you have nobody to fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When God is there, you not be afraid. In 2016, I was flying from Lagos in Nigeria to London. And as we were approaching London, flying through the English Channel into UK, there was a very big turbulence in the air. They had finished sharing the last meal, and people were about to eat when the plane started to shake to the point that people were even being thrown up and down in their seats. And all over the plane, you were hearing Jesus, 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 Jesus everywhere in the plane. This happened for about 20 minutes, continuously. Very strong shaking. I was sitting in my corner. The food was there. I said, oh God, I know that when you are there, no matter what is happening, nothing will happen to us. But if it is your will that this will be it, let your will be done. But I know that I am safe in your hand. That strengthened me, and I started to eat my food. When others were panicking, shouting, I was just calm eating my food. After 20 minutes, it calmed down. We had another one before we finally landed in Heathrow. So, when you know that God is there, that removes fear. No matter what is happening, you know that God will defend you and will protect you. So, being a follower of Jesus and holding on to Jesus is a source of strength. The Bible says he will give you the power to be a child of God. And when you are a child of God, you are in the corridor of power. Because the person who is your father is the owner of every power. Darkness is not dark to him. Darkness will not be dark to you. If the son of the president is moving, he has a lot of security people around him, a lot of secret agents. That is the president. What of you who has been given the power to be a child of God? A lot of angels will be there guiding you and protecting you, that no evil shall befall you. We must stand firm in the kingdom of light. We must stand firm with Jesus. We must resist everything darkness. We must resist everything evil. We must resist everything that doesn't come from God. And identify completely with Jesus. God has given us the opportunity to belong to the kingdom of light. This is why he gave us Jesus. Jesus is therefore a great gift to us from the Father. You have a choice to make, either to reject him and follow the kingdom of darkness, or follow him and belong to the kingdom of light, where you are empowered to be a child of God forever. Make your choice today. Choose where to belong. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we return thanks and praise to you for the opportunity of gathering in your presence today for worship and to glorify you. Guide us, we beseech you, to surrender completely to you and never to look back as we follow Jesus. Give us a true repentant heart that will enable us to be absolutely obedient to Jesus and the command he gave us, so that his coming into this world and his future return in the glory will bring us eternal joy, both in this life and in his everlasting kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.